Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Iditarod's final 77 miles lie between Mitch Seavey and a third crown in the last great race. Seavey arrived at White Mountain at 11:36 last night, 2 hours ahead of his son, defending champ Dallas Seavey. Racers have to take 8 hours rest at White Mountain. Complete Iditarod coverage from APRN is coming up at 7:45. Alaska's top federal prosecutor is out of a job. The U.S. Attorney for Alaska, Karen Loeffler, is among 46 appointed by President Obama, whose resignations were requested Friday by the Trump administration. A letter announcing her resignation says Loeffler worked for the Justice Department in Alaska for 29 years, including the last 8 as U.S. Attorney. Messages of pain and strength were shared by youth delegates as the Tanana Chiefs Conference annual convention got underway in Fairbanks yesterday. TCC Youth Program Coordinator Katina Charles introduced the speakers, cautioning attendees about the subjects they'd cover.
Depression, suicide, sexual abuse that's happened. There's a lot of sensitive subjects that people don't want to talk about. And you're going to be hearing some stuff that's going to be heartbreaking, but needs to be heard.
One of the youth speakers, Jocelyn Patsy, described her struggle as a survivor of sexual abuse, including a lack of response from TCC when she reached out for help.
They said they will call us back, and that was over 5 months ago. Within those 5 months, I had more mental breakdowns than I can think of. I have nightmares almost every week of what had happened to me. Sometimes it is so overwhelming that I have thoughts of suicide. I needed that counseling then, and I need that counseling now.
Patsy added that she knows others are suffering the same situation and urged TCC to step up and provide help before it's too late.
How many more people are we going to lose to suicide because they did not get the help they need?
Patsy's words drew a strong response from TCC President Victor Joseph, who began by saying he was sorry on behalf of the organization.
And I can only apologize for what you did not receive, but I can promise this, that we will be fixing our system. When somebody needs help, they have to get it. They have to get it.
Joseph went on to single out men at the convention, angrily calling on them to take responsibility to stop abuse.
Our women in here are not supposed to be hurt, but us men, we do it. We do that to the ones we love. It has to stop.
The TCC annual convention continues through Thursday. Today's agenda includes presentations on education, employment, and public safety, as well as addresses by members of Alaska's congressional delegation. The Alaska House passed a bill yesterday that would provide health insurance to the families of police officers and firefighters who die in the line of duty. APRN and KTOO report that the bill was prompted by the 2014 shooting deaths of Fairbanks-based Alaska State Troopers Scott Johnson and Gabe Rich in Tanana. Governor Sean Parnell and Bill Walker have ordered dependents coverage to continue. Lawmakers want to make it permanent. Anchorage Representative Chuck Kopp, a retired police officer, says officers would appreciate it if the bill becomes law.
It's hard to imagine what a spouse and what children go through every day when they see their father or their mom gearing up to go to work. Because the unknown is always there. Will this be the last time?
The House passed a similar bill last year, but it did not clear the Senate. The current bill passed after a debate over a series of amendments, including those that would have applied the benefits to a wider range of public workers or would have made them voluntary. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson supported an amendment that would have allowed municipalities to opt out of paying for the benefits.
We're going to make municipalities come into it, whether or not they want to or not. I think most of them will do it in some form or another. But why are we forcing them to do it?
Bill sponsor, Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson, underscored what he sees the legislation really being about.
This is about the soul of the state of Alaska. This is about saying to the dependents, you have suffered the unimaginable, and we've got your back.
The bill has been referred to the Senate Finance Committee. Growing tension between trappers and dog owners in Rail Belt communities has inspired a bill in the legislature. Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson wants statewide regulation of trapping in public use areas. KTOO's Caroline Halter reports.
For the first time, lawmakers are considering statewide regulations on trapping in response to complaints about pets getting caught in traps, particularly along the Rail Belt.
You let your dog off a leash and poof, suddenly it's caught in a trap. I'm not opposed to trappers. I just want a reasonable accommodation for other user groups.
That's Representative Josephson. He wants to make it illegal to set traps within 200 feet of public trails, but he's getting a lot of pushback from the trapping community.
I'm a product of public school math, but to me that works out to about 50 acres closed to trapping for every mile of trail. You take millions of acres out of, close it to trapping.
Peter Buest has been trapping since he was a kid. When Buest came to Alaska in the 1970s, he founded the Alaska Trappers Association.
We were starting to see that people didn't understand what went on in the rest of Alaska, and particularly bush areas.
In addition to better observance of leash laws, Buest thinks the issue is best resolved at the local level, an opinion that other legislators have echoed in public hearings. Josephson is reworking his bill, but if he can't get it through, he says he'll settle for a law that explicitly gives local governments the authority to regulate trapping.
I'm troubled by this belief that the trappers have a right to trap wherever they want, whenever they want to.
In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.
And I'm Dan Bross.